7:39. So, you know, we try to give you, especially right now, because there are a lot of people who are heading off to school or to work, we try to give you some information so that as you're leaning up against the wall at the coffee stop there in your business, that you can just impart wisdom to people. And they'll go, gosh, how do you know that kind of stuff? So we'll have that for you in just a minute.
Oh, so first, we're going to make them wait for it then. Yeah.
First, something more mundane. So school property tax rates would have to increase by about one-third to make up the $9 billion in state aid, according to the Senate budget proposal. That means if you live in a $200,000 house,
yeah,
and assuming you've got a $15,000 home exemption, we're talking $550 under that scenario. That's what they're telling us. That's what Flo Shapiro says.
Pay up.
Yeah.
Pay up. That's my child going to that school.
Need
pay
to do
up.
That. That's it.
All you people drawing Social Security, pay up. Wait.
You'd be those people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you've paid what you're paying and you're not going to pay anymore. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Tax free.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So yesterday, over there at the old Senate Finance Committee, chaired by our buddy Steve Ogden, you know, they always have interesting stuff that goes on because they're talking about the dollar. Amid the warnings from state police officials about the growing threat from drug cartels along the Texas border with Mexico, possibility that the millions seized in drug cash could be used to pay for additional enforcement. Yesterday, the DPS director, Steve McCraw, was testifying before Senator Ogden's committee, talking about how there's $28 billion a year in cash that goes from U.S. America across the border into Mexico. Two-thirds of it goes through Texas. Steve goes, quote, "That's the Medicaid budget," unquote. I mean, there you go. So his idea is, why don't we take some of that money? I mean, if state earmarks additional money for targeting the drug cash seizures, go ahead and let some of that money help offset the budget. What do you think?
I think that's a fine idea.
I think that's a great... Because, I mean, we had, maybe we still do, the sheriff's office was driving around a car that was seized from a drug dealer, right? I mean, it said on there this car was seized by a drug dealer. And I think a high sheriff, was driving it for a while. So let's do that with drug cash. I like that idea. Hello?
You know, if they'd sell some of those drugs they seized, then maybe that'd take up for the shortfall.
Cut out that middleman, buy it from the state, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Do that.
Well, yeah. You know, you talk about the Medicaid budget. Chances are, I mean, how many relatives and people like that are on Medicaid in the first place
without
drug dealers?
Yeah. Hello.
My question is, what took them so long to figure this out?
Well,
The
money was there. Yeah. Don't know that they figured it out, and that's, you know, Steve has been saying to us for a long, long time, it's a two-way street, and we're not doing anything to check who those people are who are headed south and what's in their car. We're more worried about what's coming up from the north and what's in their car. So let's go in there and grab some of that, because after all, it is, you know, it's a flow. It goes in both directions. All right, so now we've done enough of that. Now it's time for we'll grab one more call. Hey there.
So you said a drug dealer seized this car?
No. It was seized from a drug dealer.
Oh, you said it was seized by a drug dealer.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay. No, it was seized from a drug dealer.
Funny, I didn't hear that.
Okay. Anyway.
Since when do I listen to everything?
Yeah,
that
really. All right. So there apparently has been a study by a kid in New Zealand as to just exactly how many more French fries you get when you upsize at McDonald's. This is information you need. Mm. Now, I have no idea what French fries cost at McDonald's. If there were just some way that we could find out exactly what the price differential is in the number of or the price of French fries in the medium size and the large size, because I've got it for New Zealand, but I don't know that that's exactly true here in U.S. America.
Medium fries are a dollar. I know that.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well, medium fries there are $2.60. Of course, you know, it's a different world there. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, if it's a part of an order and you supersize it.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah, I don't know.
You know, it's not as much.
Yeah, I don't want
to. But if you're just ordering fries by themselves.
Well, a university student and McDonald's regular, Alan Sue, and we've got a picture of Alan in Alan looks like a McDonald's regular customer.
Ah, does he?
He wanted to find out if he was getting value for money when he upsized his medium McDonald's combo to a large size. And it concerned him quite a bit. The 18-year-old counted the number of fries in three packs of medium McDonald's fries and three packs of large fries.
Excuse me, I said medium was a dollar. Small is a dollar.
Okay.
Small fries are.
His initial suspicions proved right. 14 more fries. Only 14 more fries in the large McDonald's fries compared to the medium size. In fact, he said in one of the packs there was only a difference of one fry. So the newspaper went and they did the same thing. They checked it out. And the difference they found? 12 fries. So whatever your price differential is, consider you're getting maybe a dozen fries, maybe a few more for that extra price. You're welcome.
Yeah, really.
More than happy to help you. This has got to make you feel good. This is a shocking study. I'd get the news sounder out again, but it's too much trouble. A lot of school kids don't like healthy food. I know. Chicago Public School System did a study. The officials say they're selling about 20,000 fewer school lunches each day now since they got rid of the menu staples like nachos and Pop-Tarts and donuts. See? Oh, my. About 5% drop over the year from a year before. So there you go. I mean, it's just that simple. And now comes the story of 35-year-old Vorel Pleskin. You don't know Vorel, but
That was Superman's dad.
Yeah, of course it was.
Son of Vorel?
Yeah.
He was on the Carson Show. Remember the Amazing Pleskin?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He's 35 years old. He's from Romania. So, hey, it's our second Romanian reference in less than half an hour. Well, the deal is he pretty much was hiding in plain sight. Apparently a con man for more than a decade, Vorel Pleskin was in fact the host of the primetime Romanian TV show. Police say that Pleskin was busted, for check fraud back in 2001. Then he allegedly fled to another town 150 miles up the road. Now he's got 8 years in jail awaiting him. Yeah, pretty much hiding in plain sight there on the old TV. And police in Oklahoma City arrested a woman after she refused to leave a portable toilet. The Daily Oklahoman says they could...
Hold on, lady. Now when you're gonna tilt a little and start going 30.
Yeah. The Daily Oklahoman says a construction worker called the police when he tried to use the portable. But she was saying when the police arrived and they asked her to unlock the door, she said,
"No, I'm not having a property dispute with you."
No word on what that meant, but police forced open the door and charged 62-year-old Donna Jo Hoffman.
Was squatting?
Mom and Dad offered to clean my home for free.